From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Diane Maggiapinto. Refineries that have been slow to start producing Tier 3 fuel would still be eligible for a tax break under a bill moving through the state legislature. KUER's Sonia Hudson reports it passed a state Senate committee unanimously yesterday.
Tier 3 fuels are cleaner and reduce tailpipe emissions, which can help improve air quality. Most refineries in Utah have started producing them, but two smaller ones have not. Right now, refineries have until 2021 to start producing the cleaner fuels. But under Republican Senator Ralph Okerlund's proposal, they could still receive a tax credit if they start before 2025.
We think that this will incentivize the last two refineries who are not now producing Tier 3 to be able to produce Tier 3. So we think it's extremely important.
But environmental groups say this lets refineries off the hook. Here's Noah Materko with the Healthy Environment Alliance of Utah.
We're concerned that these two refineries have done nothing to move in that direction since the original implementation of the tax exemption in 2017, and this bill doesn't do nearly enough to ensure that they will move that direction.
The bill heads to the Senate floor next. Sonia Hudson, KUER News.
Students with criminal records could soon be eligible for two scholarships offered by the state. A bill which cleared a House committee yesterday would change the requirements for the Regents and New Century scholarships. Spencer Jenkins with the Utah System of Higher Education says it will give more kids an opportunity to further their learning.
One of the things that we work on in the state is the breaking the cycle of intergenerational poverty. This may be a small move, but it's a move in the right direction to encourage young people that maybe have gotten into trouble.
The bill has already passed the Senate. It now heads to the House floor. The Utah Task Force charged with the state's response to coronavirus calls comments from President Donald Trump misinformation. Contrary to those comments in which Trump said many cases are mild and that some people still go to work, the panel, helmed by Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox, advises people to stay home from work if they show symptoms of COVID-19. The state legislature is weighing a set-aside of more than $16 million to deal with a potential outbreak in Utah. State Senate Appropriations Chair Jerry Stevenson says the money will come from savings in the state's health care plan. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is temporarily closing several temples around the world over concerns about coronavirus. They include the year-old temple in Rome, Italy, as well as those in Taipei, Taiwan, Seoul, South Korea, and three in Japan, in Tokyo, Fukuoka, and Sapporo, and a temple in Hong Kong. Steps are also in place to help LDS missionaries in hotspots. Church leaders say mission start dates will be postponed or missionaries reassigned, and those nearing the end of their missions will return home early. They will be asked to self-isolate for 2 weeks as per guidance from the World Health Organization and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. And worship services in many of those areas, as well as in Seattle, have been shortened or suspended. A new report from the National Association of Counties found that most rural areas in America have really bad broadband connections. Our Mountain West News Bureau's Nate Hedgie explains.
The report found that more than 75% of rural counties had internet or cellular connections that fell well below minimum government standards. The problem is especially acute in the Mountain West. For the most part, only wealthy enclaves like Jackson Hole have good broadband. Arthur Scott is the report's co-author, and he says from rural businesses to healthcare clinics to ranching and farming,
those services are absolutely in need of high-speed internet to be efficient and effective in those efforts.
With slow or spotty connections, communities and businesses struggle to thrive. Scott says the problem is partly due to the broadband industry giving the FCC flawed data that suggests connections are higher. The FCC was not immediately available for comment. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie.
Spring forward this weekend. It's out with daylight saving time, in with daylight standard, officially at 2 a.m. on Sunday. Set clocks forward 1 hour before turning in for the night Saturday. The change means sunrise and sunset will be about 1 hour later on March 8th than the day before, with more light in the evening and so on through the spring and summer. I'm Diane Maggiapinto, KUER News.